Among his other work, acclaimed documentarian Steve James is very famous for his 1994 documentary Hoop Dreams. That documentary explores the adolescent experience and race in America and is widely considered to be one of the best documentaries of all time. Well, now Mr. James is entering the television game with Starz's brand new 10-part docuseries, America to Me, and the documentary explores a lot of the same themes as his original work, Hoop Dreams. D'Angelo and I have seen the first episode and we have a lot of thoughts, so stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
This is America. When I watch the music video, the song sounds better.
Yes.
Not that the song is bad, but it's better when I watch the music video.
I'm sure all of you guys have seen Childish Gambino's music video for This Is America. And of course, we are talking about America today here on TV Pilot Reviews. It's just D'Angelo and I, but I think we're excited to talk about this new show, again, airing on Starz called America to Me. Basically, the show is sort of a 10-part docuseries look at the lives of a bunch of high schoolers in Chicago.
Yes, and I'm D'Angelo, if you're listening to this voice, if you're looking at the camera.
Yes.
But I disagree with you by saying it's just us. We finally got rid of those two. I mean, they were definitely holding us down. Come on.
Sam and Linda, we don't even miss you.
No, you know we
just
miss
kidding.
You
guys. We do. D'Angelo, it's good to see you.
Good to see you too. Welcome
minute.
Back.
Thank
post
you.
Honeymoon and wedding. He's yes. got this glow, guys. If you're
married.
Just an audio listener, you should definitely watch on YouTube. Jeff is glowing right now, and it's gross.
Well, yeah, it's kind of gross. I've had a good couple weeks, so it's been fun. Getting married isn't as bad as everyone says, guys. It's actually pretty great. And what else was great, at least according to me, was this brand new show, America to Me on Starz. Before we dive into it, guys, I do want to let you know this is just a pilot review show. Just because we're covering on this show doesn't necessarily mean we do or do not have an after show. We just review the first episodes of TV. I feel like we're bending the rules a little bit because this isn't a scripted show, it's a documentary, but you know, you could still argue this is a pilot for that show. So before we dive into the coverage, we're going to watch the trailer. I think Brianna's got it queued up. Bri, take it away.
Park, this school is crazy. It's like a social experiment.
In this community, there are levels of diversity, but we mentioned race, all hell breaks loose.
The racial disparities that concerned us are essentially unchanged. We're preparing our Black students less well to compete with their peers.
Where is the sense of urgency?
We are failing our kids every single day.
My white friends, they don't even know who Malcolm X is, don't know who Biggie Smalls is.
I don't have Black friends, I have Black acquaintances.
It's so white.
So you see those cameras?
Yeah. If anyone asks, they're recording you.
I was made in America, land of the free, home of the brave.
The landscape of this school, no space is race neutral.
When we initially raised Shantae, we didn't talk about being Asian or Black.
On the outside, I look like I belong, but on the inside, I feel like I don't.
When I see Black students in my class, I label it as an extra priority.
You shouldn't do that. It's based off of stereotypes.
So many people in the world are fighting to have this education, so I need to appreciate it.
After seeing so many people give up, I know exactly what's gonna happen, so there's really no point.
Welcome to America.
Everything is made for white kids because this school was made for white kids because this country was made for white kids.
I was just shocked the things that the kids are going through.
All I've wanted to do is to make a mark. It's a hard fight to change the world.
Welcome to America. Instead of being 6 feet deep, that boy is 6 feet tall. With the will to be a Harvard graduate, color accurate, Black Panther, neuroscience innovator. They know we are not thugs or high school dropouts or target practice. We are monarch majesties, pyramid building, slave plantation, taking million man marching, rulers of the country.
Welcome to America.
Wow.
Oh, that was a great trailer.
It was a really good trailer.
Yeah.
Cool. So, as I mentioned, guys, this is a 10-part docuseries. directed by Steve James, who's known for a lot of his documentaries. Have you seen any of his stuff before?
I may have. Mm-hmm. I just don't know if I know if it was by him.
For sure, yeah. So it's his really famous documentary that came out in 1994. It's called Hoop Dreams. If you like this show, you'll definitely like that documentary.
I love docs. So.
It's really good. It follows these two high school age kids who sort of come from a low income district and are like sort of quickly integrated into a very high income like basketball district, and it's about the sacrifices that they have to make to like succeed, and it's just really good. But before we get into it, I want to get your overall thoughts on just this pilot. Again, we're talking about the pilot to America to Me, which aired Sunday on Stars. D'Angelo, what did you think of the pilot?
For sure, when I hear the description of the show, it definitely is something that's in the realm of something I would want to consume. Mm-hmm. I love documentaries. I make documentaries, so it's like this is just my lane. Mm-hmm. I have critiques because of that,
right?
I think when we talk about the conversation of diversity, it's disappointing sometimes, even as an African-American male, when we only talk about black and white.
Mm-hmm.
That is my biggest critique. I don't know if they're going to go a little bit further into that, but from the trailer, from the first episode, that's what it looked like.
Right.
Now, the characters they picked, how they told the story was exceptional. Mm-hmm. I loved it. I loved hearing the dialogue and getting insight into education, because I think it has a lot to do with our public opinion of diversity and stuff like
right.
that. But my biggest critique right now is that we're only seeing like black and white voices, and they gave us a breakdown of all the demographics, and it was more than just black and white people there.
Yeah, I'm going to let Bree talk in just a minute. I know our producer, Bree, watched it as well. So, Bree, I'm going to come to you in just a second. I agree with what a lot of you are saying. Mm-hmm. What's interesting, though, is I feel like we saw a lot of that very specifically racialized narrative at the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Like the first like 10 minutes, it was very clear that they were at least setting a stage for a documentary that seemed like it was going to be primarily about race relations in this school.
Right.
But I found that as the documentary went on, it became a lot more focused on the subjects and a lot less on the themes. And that's actually what I like about Steve James, is I think most of his work is very like person first. And it's like he allows the themes to develop just based on following individuals. It's like if we tell people's stories at their core, we will be able to see the thematic whatever we want to develop throughout the storytelling that we sort of edit together.
Yeah.
So I was actually kind of heartened by how not agenda pushing it seemed.
Mm.
I felt like, to me at least, it seemed much more interested in just trying to honestly and earnestly tell the stories of these kids. I used to be a high school teacher in a district pretty similar to this one, so I think maybe that hit a nerve with me in a good way.
Mm.
But because I really, really liked this first episode of this show.
I like what you just said.
Yeah.
I think that's what made it stand out, is like sometimes with a documentary, you're trying so hard to make an agenda
right.
that you piece it together in a way. And it seemed like for this, it was like just walking with them and seeing how they viewed it.
Yes.
Teachers, students, et cetera.
Exactly. Which that's the most powerful thing. Like if we want to talk about like human stories, the cool thing that documentary can do, I think, is really get to the core of what it's actually like to be that person, because it's, you know, it's real life. Bree, I'd love to hear your thoughts.
Yeah, I kind of agree with both of you. I really did like that there wasn't a whole lot of agenda, but I did find myself at the beginning trying to figure out what we were seeing and why we were seeing it. And then as I went on, and you know, I don't know what the rest of the series will look like, but it was just kind of see how the day-to-day life is here.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in the Bay Area, so I grew up in a very diverse area and a very diverse school. So it was, I saw certain characteristics that I grew up with and that I saw happen within there. And that was really cool to see and kind of not cool to see.
Yeah.
All at the same time. Like, I don't know if that makes sense to say, but I also do agree with you, D'Angelo, that I don't really like that they focus so much just on black and white as of right now. Like, we had that very small part where they talked about Hispanic, but it was like 2 seconds and then gone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to, you know, delve a little more into that too, because I do feel that a lot of times we do hear a lot about black and white and we don't hear from those other minority voices. So mm-hmm. it would be very refreshing and kind of cool to hear from them as well.
I know in this specific episode, we followed 5 students, all of whom were black.
Mm-hmm.
I know in future episodes, there are white students as well. It's interesting that director Steve James was saying it was much harder for him to get white students to participate, which I just think it's not that surprising, no. is it?
I mean, sorry. But
no, you're fine.
Yeah. That isn't surprising, because I feel like a lot sometimes that's not something that they have to think about, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so, because, you know, maybe that's the point of the show, is just like, when you're the predominant culture, you're unique when you're aware of, you know, that's why I enjoy talking to you. Like, you're unique when you're aware that your experience isn't the norm, or your experience may be costing some people, other people, their experience. Mm. So that doesn't surprise me at all.
I think it also might be, they kind of touched on it with the faculty, which was, you know, it was interesting that the two people, the faculty that really didn't want to participate were people of color.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But their reason was from a different standpoint, but it might also be that it might be harder to get white students to participate because they're afraid of
consequences, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. Or saying something that they shouldn't say, mm-hmm. or being edited wrongly or perceived wrongly and stuff. So that could be another part of it.
Yeah. It's an excellent point. Yeah, it is sort of like a, hey, do you want to be in this racially charged documentary about the controversy between white and
about
black?
How you're oppressing them?
I might sit out. But actually, the thing I like about Steve James, just one more time, is I do feel like he's a very empathetic documentarian. Mm-hmm. Like, I do think it does feel like his artistic vision is really to tell the stories of people, people in a lowercase p, rather than the stories of people as a capital P. You know, it's like he wants to talk about the person rather than the people, is what I really feel like.
Yeah.
And in doing that, we start to see these greater themes and narratives about the people emerge. It's interesting the way this project developed, because he's actually from Oak Park. So just so you guys know, the district we're looking at is Oak Park, which is a suburb of Chicago. And it's kind of one of the few inner city suburbs that white flight didn't really take hold. So it's always been a very progressive neighborhood, mm-hmm. because white people stayed and they wanted, it is like a social experiment to see what would happen if they really tried to integrate this neighborhood. Yeah. And actually, compared to its neighbors, Oak Park River Forest High School is really well performing. It's a well-funded, well-supported, and well-educated school. So you'd think it would be a breeding ground for a lot of successful progressive racial politics. But what's interesting about the show is it might not be.
Yeah, it's really about what I like is when we think of diversity in America, sometimes it is measured by the statistical, hey, we have 50% here, 27% mm-hmm. here. But this is kind of getting to how it needs to be more than that. There is a lot of intentionality that needs to be addressed. Yeah. And a lot of the issues are just so, like, it's just, the issues are so complicated.
Right.
And so there's stories there, and, like, you know, so it's, I like that it's kind of touching about that idea of, like, just because you have the numbers doesn't mean mm-hmm. that you've got diversity, that you're progressive. I love that word.
Yeah. I want to come back to that, because I think that's a really good point you bring up. Interestingly, as I mentioned, Steve James is from Oak Park. He actually sent three kids to this school between 2002 and 2010, and he perceived a stark difference in the experience of one of his sons who struggled with ADD and his daughter who was sort of a high-flying AP student. And what he said about it is, he said, it's not like my son was ignored. It was just a very different experience. Hmm. So, like, I think seeing those two vastly different experiences between his son and daughter made him want to sort of explore what those experiences would be like through a racial lens, which I think is pretty interesting.
Yeah.
One thing I like that you just brought up, D'Angelo, was that it's much more complicated than statistics. Mm-hmm. And I do feel like this documentary is very interested in exploring the really complicated gray areas.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, one of the things I thought was very interesting in this pilot, and just so you guys know, the further we go, the more spoiler territory we'll be entering, was one of our students we're following, Tiara, is on the cheerleading squad.
Really great way of doing. Yeah, keep going.
Yeah, so like, what one thing that the documentarians and she observed was that, like, the dance team was pretty white, and mm-hmm. the cheerleading squad was much more black. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because the barrier for entry for the dance team is, like, classes and equipment, and a lot of those students just didn't have the same access to resources.
Right.
Like, I feel like there was a lot of those moments that were very subtly and sharply observed differences between mm-hmm. those experiences.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I think I think she was assistant principal. She said,
whenever you're trying awesome.
To, yeah, she was great.
Yeah.
Which is interesting that she was able to talk.
I know.
But when you have, when you're trying to integrate a culture, there's still some dominant culture that, you know, was already there. And then the other cultures are trying to find a way to fit in mm-hmm. from there. I think that was a very powerful line. And it also took me back to Pepperdine, which, like, when I went, to be really quick with this, my high school experience was, like, predominantly black
because mm-hmm. I'm from D.C., yeah.
Right? And then going from D.C. to Pepperdine was, like, flipped. It was the opposite. And so, but while I was there, they got kind of pressured into becoming more diverse as a school. Like the accredited unit told them that they had to.
Right.
And so while we're there, the numbers got really good in regards to becoming more diverse. But it was still that kind of like isolated, like you still saw these people kind of pocketed. Like black people would still be over here, Asians would be over here, white people would be over here. So I think just watching this kind of like took me back to that and remembering like how that felt and like how it's just so complicated to them other than just pulling people in there.
Right.
Yeah.
Definitely. That's a great point. So the five students we sort of followed in this episode, and it looks like we'll be following 12 students throughout the entirety of the documentary. We followed Grant, who is sort of that really shy, sort of doe-eyed freshman. Tiara, who I was just talking about, who's very involved with extracurriculars. Interesting that in her story, she lives with her sister.
Mm-hmm.
And her sister has a son who's old, who's younger than her, which I thought was such an interesting family dynamic.
Yeah.
That's a thing, but that happens more often than you would think. I went to school. I was actually on the cheerleading squad with a girl, and her aunt were a year apart.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So, Bree, at your school, was there a cheerleading squad and a dance squad?
Yeah, but it was actually flipped. The cheerleading squad was primarily white, and the dance squad was primarily black.
Interesting. Huh. So, Terrence is Tiara's cousin.
Right.
Her nephew, right?
If she's a sister, yes, nephew.
That would be his nephew, even though he's older.
That's crazy.
He was interesting. He was very quiet. It sort of looked like the system had sort of beat it out of him, which I hated seeing, but...
Well, wasn't he the one that was probably maybe special ed?
Maybe.
But, like, just slower learning curve?
I just got
the ADHD.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It seemed more to me like he didn't have... Like, there just wasn't the hope that he needed. He was the most heartbreaking of the five students for me. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. It just seemed like the system had really sucked the life out of him.
Yeah.
And I, as someone who's used to teach in a district like that, sometimes you see students like that who've just been told too many times that they can't make it, and eventually they believe.
Or being even like getting a video of that classroom
when
he was in there, just kind of like everyone was yelling, and like I was like, wow, this is a class that needs more attention for the students, and you can, it looks like the opposite.
Yeah.
The one thing I thought was also interesting, just kind of hitting off of his story a little bit, because of the whole PE instance where he didn't have his dress code.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a flaw in the public school system in general, or maybe just in every school system. I didn't go to private, so I can't speak to that, but you see it in this documentary even more so with the people of color and how it affects them like vastly more, but it still affects every student where it's just you're put blame on you for something, if even if your parent hasn't been able to get you the resources you need, like his uniform, and then he's getting punished for his that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like people aren't like, it's not looking into his situation of maybe he didn't have like the money for it at the time, or we don't know what the situation was. They didn't really go into it, but for whatever reason he didn't have it. But this blame that the school puts on the students for even when it's something that maybe they're not intentionally trying not to do.
Yeah,
definitely. Yeah. I feel like what we're getting at is like the documentary is pretty wide-eyed. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like there's not blinders on. Like I think it seems like, and I it's interesting because speaking of agenda, I felt like there were situations where it was very easy to implicate the white people in the documentaries, maybe promoting a belief or agenda that isn't helping the system.
Mm-hmm.
But I also feel like there's a couple times when maybe based on the way things were edited, they were saying that more of the minority communities also have reasons to blame for some of the problems we're seeing. Like I just felt like there, even using the word blame isn't the right thing. I just feel like the documentary was open and willing to empathetically explore any situation that was being presented on screen.
I think it was presenting how complicated of an issue it is, which is hard to do. Yeah. That's why I'm impressed by it, because I really do feel like it presented a really good full scope of things in one episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I personally am really excited to watch more.
Me too.
What's really interesting is a lot of people don't agree with us. I mean, obviously, anytime you're watching any kind of racially charged media content in this country, like, there's going to be backlash. But a lot of, mostly white people, are saying that, like, it's like the kind of show that's blaming white people, and it's, you know, another victim narrative, and there's been a lot of backlash. And what's interesting to me is I felt like, among other documentaries that are interested in exploring race, this was a pretty hands-off viewpoint on race relations. I felt like it was much more you decide as an audience where how you feel and where you land.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that could get me going in itself. But
I'm sure.
Yeah, it's just like, maybe of a commentary of America, but just the openness to like be offended, but like think about why.
Mm-hmm.
or, you know, even if there's truth to what they're saying, because I definitely can see that and feel that. But like, okay, this is a story being told, like you said, from a student's perspective. And like, you know what I mean? We're kind of there with them.
Right.
Granted, there's control with editing, but like, challenge past that. I feel like we as consumers can challenge ourselves past that to learn.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is truth in this. You
For
know?
Sure.
It's too many people say this type of stuff.
I think it's like just like exactly what you said, D'Angelo. It's a narrative of kind of America and how defensive people get mm-hmm. and how personally they take things when it's not even necessary. It's they don't realize it's not about you. It's just about what we're seeing as a whole.
Yeah. The culture.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like whether or not something is true, these issues are happening and being discussed.
Right.
So like to just exit from them is pretty irresponsible, I think.
Yeah.
And for the most part, I felt like this hour of television felt very responsible. Like,
yeah.
I felt like it was a very responsibly reported and documented experience of these kids.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, to me, there's just something so moving about watching kids parse through these issues. You know, it's like you get tired of watching senators try to, like, there was a specific conversation when they were at lunch talking about, like, ownership and privilege and, like, the idea of slave ownership came in, and watching teenagers at like the peak of their intellectual curiosity hash it out was so interesting to me.
Yeah. I think also hearing one of the cheerleading coach, mm-hmm. that was so interesting.
Yeah.
It was compelling. Because some of you wants to dislike her,
right.
the way they presented her, but then it's just like looking at that situation is so interesting because it deals with like perceptions mm-hmm. and, you know, there's actually truth to what she's saying, like
yeah.
in regards to like, you know, dealing with attitudes and like knowing how to balance that. So it's just like, I love how they got into like those intricacies.
For sure. Like there was moments when I was like, is this problematic what she's saying?
Yeah.
And I was like, maybe it is, but like the kids really like her and I think she's good at her job. And like, I think for the most part, again, I've used this word a lot, but it's a very empathetic documentary. Like, I think we can acknowledge that maybe some of what she was saying or her approach to coaching has some problems.
Yeah.
But I think like, it seems like both the students and the producers that were helping form her narrative really cared about her too.
Hmm.
Like, it seems like there's a lot of capital C care that's going into this project, which is important because obviously they're tackling tough issues.
Yeah.
Cool. Did you have a favorite moment in the documentary?
Favorite moment? I really enjoy the son and his mother relationship, mm-hmm. like them working out together and like her, you know, holding him to a deal that he'll get a car if he, you know, works on his grades. That was pretty cool.
It was really sweet.
Yeah, I thought it was extremely sweet.
Yeah.
His personality was cool. He's probably my favorite.
Was that Kishan? Or no?
I think Kishan was the one that was a little tougher.
Charles.
Yeah. He was probably, seems like a little bit more...
charming.
Yeah, charming is
yeah.
the word for it.
Mm-hmm. Totally agree. Yeah, he was fun.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of the reason I want to keep watching is because, like, one thing I really like about documentaries like this is there's so many fake versions of teenagers on screen. I mean, I wasn't here for it, but we talked about Insatiable, which yeah. has a mix of opinions, but of course, that's not really how teenagers act, right?
It's sensationalized for sure.
Yeah. So yeah. like to watch like a high school 16-year-old girl audition for an a cappella group and like geek out over a crush,
yeah.
like that's real life. Like
yeah.
that's like, okay, this is actually, high schoolers are so weird. Like
yeah.
it's going to be so uncomfortable to watch these kids because of course they're uncomfortable. So that's what I really like about this kind of stuff, and it makes me really want to watch more.
I agree. Everyone in America should watch this, in my opinion.
I think so, too, and I can't wait to keep watching.
Mm-hmm.
Any shows that you think people, if they like this, they will like this?
Documentary comparisons, that's difficult.
Yeah.
I have to think about it.
I was thinking of The Shy, which we covered earlier this year. Obviously, that's another show set in inner city Chicago. I think both shows have a really important focus on empathy.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. This one's definitely more about... No, I think that's a very good comparison. Actually.
So I'd say if you like The Shy, definitely check out this show.
That's good.
And then Hoop Dreams, I think, too, if you've seen that. Oops.
I definitely want to check out the rest of his documentaries because I like his style so far.
Yeah, he's really, really good.
Yeah.
You guys, did you do your pass and play?
Well, I'm play, for sure.
I think we're both double plays, for sure.
How about you, Bree?
Yeah, same.
Great. And I guess we should rate it. It feels weird to rate a documentary.
It does.
Race relations, I'll give it a 4.
But that is probably what I'd give it though.
Yeah, 4. Me too. Yeah. I think so. Yeah, I think there's some things to improve. But I love the way it ended with that football game too.
Yeah, that was cool because it was like, oh, we brought everyone's together in this moment kind of.
Yeah. Did you watch Friday Night Lights?
The movie or either. The TV show? Yes to both.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's another one maybe if you like Friday Night Lights. I think you could like this show because I think, yeah, that focus on the high school experience.
Yeah, for sure.
Cool. Well, I don't know if you have anything more to say on America to me.
No. No, not really. It's just, it was good. It's worth watching. We're not surprised that people are offended by it.
Right.
Whatever. Yeah. But it looks like it's really well done. It's a very complicated issue, so I'm impressed.
What I'll say for people listening who might be on the fence, if you don't want to, I know it's a very racially charged political space right now, and it's hard to escape agenda-based television. Mm-hmm. If you're wary and you've heard some of the backlash, I would check it out for yourself, because I think the show is much more interested in individual human stories than it is about these kind of capital I issues.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're on the fence because you're worried it's going to be politically exhausting, mm-hmm. I would check it out. I think it's warm. Overall, it's pretty warm and earnest and entertaining. And yeah, I think it's a show people should be watching. I think it's the kind of show that can only help us right now.
For sure.
Brie, any thoughts before we make our way out?
No, I think you guys said most of it. I'm excited to see what more of the show does bring. I'm excited to see, because we did get, you know, not to make it a feminist thing, but we did get a lot of the male perspective from this one.
Yeah.
We got just a little bit of the girl's one, so I'm excited to explore her kind of story more.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
And I agree with you. I think it's something that most people, like everyone in America, should watch stuff like this, because the only way to grow is to watch something, even if it makes you uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Well, with that, guys, thank you for tuning in. This has been TV Pilot Reviews, a show where every week we review a brand new show. If any of you guys are watching America to Me, I'd love to talk with you about it. This is the kind of show, of course, you want to be discussing.
Mm-hmm.
So in the comments below, you can leave us your thoughts, or you can connect with us on Twitter. I can be reached on Twitter at Jeffrey C. Graham.
And you guys can hit me up on Instagram at D'Angelo or on Twitter at D'Angelo TV.
Brie can be found, I want to say BFIPS14, but I don't think that's
right. No, I changed it. It's Brie, B-R-I underscore Phipps, P-H-I-P-P-S on Twitter and Instagram.
Amazing.
Change up.
Change up. next week, we will be covering Showtime's brand new show with Jim Carrey. That's called Kidding.
Should be fun.
Very interested in watching that. We'll see how it goes. And of course, guys, we're here every week once again, Wednesday at 9 p.m. Pacific. You can join us there or check out our podcast. And we love talking to you. So talk to us back, and we'll see you soon.
Lyndon Sam, come back.
And Lyndon Sam, we miss you. We'll see you soon.
Deuces.
Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.